You're listening to the Three Peaks Strong podcast. I'm Coach Mel. Join us as we embrace the journey of connecting mind, body, and spirit in our community and beyond. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Three Peaks Strong podcast. I am Coach Mel. And today I would love to just give you guys some perspective to anyone who may struggle with self-doubt and possibly how others play into us walking out our destiny. I recently had a wonderful conversation with a dear friend who is also an entrepreneur, and it really got me thinking of a few things. And I would love to be able to, you know, dive deep into this to see if I can give some perspective for how our thoughts, how our mindset, how our passions, and allowing other people to depict our steps and our journey can keep us away from our destiny. Do you ever get paralyzed or lack confidence in what you do? Maybe the decisions you make or how you take steps in your life, your journey, maybe your business if you're an entrepreneur. Are you a people pleaser? Do you want people to like you, to not be upset, to like what you do? Do you have a hard time making waves? And how bad does it hurt when you have an idea, a passion, maybe a goal? And you take steps forward, and then all of a sudden, whether it's a friend or a stranger, says something to you or has a weird look in their face or rolls their eyes at you or acts a certain way, making you doubt yourself and what you set out to do in the first place. Gosh, it's so common. I can think back so many years of my life being somebody that always wants to make everyone happy, always wants to not rock the boat. And I think, goodness sakes, what if I had just had more confidence in what I knew I was called to do or what I knew my steps were to be? Instead of allowing somebody's energy or their, their perspective to affect my journey. And this has happened to me, probably about, I don't know what to say, maybe, I don't know, 15 years, 10 years, a while ago. And I had a heart for something and went ahead and started taking steps forward to do something. And I knew, like I had this just resolve in my gut, in my spirit that, you know, this is what I was supposed to do. And I was excited about it. I was so pumped. I had, you know, planned it out and had thought about it. And then when I shared it with somebody, the response I got from them, it really shocked me. And this was somebody that I trusted. This was somebody that I actually really looked up to, that, you know, as a person, as, just somebody that had, you know, possibly impacted my life when I was younger, and to share with them what I was doing and have them, say some things to me to make me doubt, the passion and the things that I was called to do, it really paralyzed me. I mean, it really paralyzed me. It made me doubt whether I was, on the right track in what I knew that I was supposed to do. It made me doubt my own passions, my own ability to hear clearly and to make decisions. And I spent years trying to, number one, remind myself that I do hear clearly. I do have passions. I do have, just the ability to set something in motion and accomplish that, not for my own self, look at me, but like just literally to be able to do what I know that I know that I know I'm called to do. And I would love to be able to give you some perspective now that I can look back at it and go, man, what could I have done differently? And I think that when you have an idea, you have a passion and you're going forward, when it's a family member or maybe a friend or somebody you look up to, it's really challenging when you feel doubt coming from them, when you feel negative energy coming to you about something that you'd like to do or something that you have a heart for. But I feel like it's even harder when your mission is big, your passion is huge, and you start, you know, getting possibly like some negative energy from perfect strangers. It can be really challenging. And some may say, oh no, like Mel, I could care less what people think. Perfect. That's awesome. But not everybody is in that place. And if we're really honest with ourselves, when we literally like stop and think, does this bother me when people come to me and doubt me, or say, that's dumb. Why would you want to do that? And I don't know them, or maybe I do know them. It still may bother you. And it's okay to own that and say, yeah, this bothers me. Now, how do we respond? I think it happens to all of us, probably some worse than others. And depending on who that is, like I mentioned, like that negative energy or that comment, it can really hinder you from finishing what you started. Now, in my situation, I still completed the thing in the event that I knew I was called to do. I still did that. And it was absolutely wonderful. Like it was so powerful and so wonderful. And I was excited that I had done it. But did it still affect me? Yes. Did it affect me making decisions in the future and having confidence that I was doing what I knew I was supposed to do? Oh, absolutely. It definitely hindered my ability to have that confidence when I had an idea come up or when I had a passion or what I would call like a little whisper from God, like to do something. I literally second guessed myself for a long time because of that situation, because of how I allowed that situation to, you know, depict my confidence. And it took myself like a bit of time to kind of reflect and think about this. And, you know, as I was reading my devotion today, it just reminded me so clearly. Proverbs 27:17 came up, and it's such a simple verse that has massive life-changing impact and really applies. So it's simply this: as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And if you look at the situation that I'm speaking of, and did the doubt from somebody that I looked up to sharpen my ability to press on? Well, some people could look in if they knew the situation and go, yeah, you still did it. But it didn't sharpen me because, yeah, I did it because I don't just back out when I said I'm going to do something. But at the same time, it really dulled my confidence, not sharpened my confidence. It took other people that are like-minded. It took, you know, making sure I was spending time reflecting and reminding myself of who I am and that I can hear correctly when I feel like I'm to do something. That is what sharpened me to be able to step out years later and make other callings, other decisions of what I was going to do with confidence, not worrying about what other, you know, people thought or if they were going to support me. When we go into situations where, you know, we don't have everybody there to sharpen us, right? In a positive way, per se, it makes it rough. This could be, you know, like this could literally be a goal that you have. Maybe you're starting your fitness journey, your nutrition. Maybe you have a business idea, any kind of goal. And, you know, something negative comes up and then you go, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that. Instead of allowing, you know, maybe that perspective that they're giving you to say, okay, well, they have a different thought process than I do. When I think of iron sharpening iron, I think of, you know, it doesn't mean that somebody's always going to have that positive, oh, that's such a great idea, right? It doesn't always mean that, you know, somebody's going to be for your decision or what have you. But when you surround yourself with like-minded people, okay, that are positive, that will give, you know, supportive feedback, that's the iron that you want to surround yourself with versus people that aren't necessarily there to sharpen you and support you. Maybe they're, you know, struggling in something else and they just don't necessarily help you sharpen things. And so you can take a couple ways when somebody is, you know, definitely in a place where they're going to help sharpen you. When their response to you is, okay, well, you have this idea. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Or, you know, I'm not sure that that's the avenue I would look at, but, you know, I think that, you know, you need to seek deep and see if, you know, this is something that you really want to do. Have you thought about XYZ? That is not a negative way to sharpen somebody. That's actually like, that's not going to dull me. If somebody comes to me and they don't necessarily agree with my goal or agree with my idea or, you know, passion, but they're like, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? That is still going to sharpen me because what it does is it makes me sit and reflect. Not doubt, but reflect. All right, let me think about this. What is my why? Why do I want to do this? And then you have the people that, you know, sharpen you by having that same like-minded, oh, absolutely, yes, I totally hear that. I am so supportive for you. And that could be, you know, a one way that somebody sharpens you. So don't just take somebody's response to you as, you know, weight in gold. You know, when somebody is in your life, you should probably ask yourself, is this person here to sharpen me? Or is this just somebody that, you know, is on their journey and they may not be the kind of umbrella I need to be able to help me, you know, move forward, reach goals, have confidence. So think about who you're surrounding yourself with and who you're allowing into your inner circle. This is a big one. I think that when you allow everybody to have input and that you're just like, hey, everybody just sharpen my, you know, iron, that's kind of dangerous for you just allowing everybody to speak into your life, everybody to have feedback, everybody to have a comment. Because then you will have doubt when somebody has a negative, you know, attitude about something. So think about this as you're surrounding yourself with people. First and foremost, like, you know, we will have a very tight-knit group of people that maybe we share everything with. And then we have a larger group of people that we don't share as much with. And that's okay. Because not everybody is called to be, you know, super, super tight with us. Now, how do we actually handle the negative attitudes or energy that is directed our way, no matter what? I think that we have to start with the thought, is this truth? Like, you know, let's take this example. You've decided that you are going to change your food. Like, you're not going to be eating the way you used to. You avoid sugar, breads, processed foods, all of those things. And you know your why for doing this. You are trying to maybe lose weight. Maybe you have, you know, some blood pressure issues. Maybe literally your energy level sucks. Maybe you just feel gross. Inflammation's high. You're like, I've got to make a change, okay? I believe that this is going to help me. So having that belief in yourself that, okay, this is my why and this is why I'm doing it. And this is what, you know, this is what I am doing. It's going to make a big difference for me. You have to know your why first. So when somebody comes to you, so say you go to a birthday party and you're, you know, getting the vegetables and what have you. And you know, maybe get asked, you know, how come you're not having any fried chicken? Okay. And you let them know, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm just I've changed the way I'm eating, and I've got some major goals when it comes to changing my food. I'm avoiding sugar and breads and processed foods because, you know, I want to reach some goals and feel better. And the look on their face is like, oh, okay, whatever. Well, good for you. And it's not what you expect it to be. I don't know about you, but like if you've ever had somebody that, you know, you share and you're passionate about what you're doing and then that's their response, it can kind of like stab you a little bit. You're like, whoa. So you have a couple options on how you can respond. You can say in your mind like, oh gosh, I wish they would support me. Why am I trying to even do this if I don't have their support? Maybe this is a dumb idea. Maybe they're right. Like, you know, maybe I can't achieve this. Maybe this is not an attainable goal. And I think if you can surround yourself with people, if you surround yourself with people that are negative like that, and maybe, you know, they don't support you changing it, they don't, you know, encourage you and be like, hey, good job. That's awesome. I wish I could do that too. You know, like that's a great thing. Maybe I'll try that. That's a completely different response of somebody versus, why are you doing that? That's not bad for you. You could say, you know, somebody could say, well, how is that so bad for you? Or, you know, well, good luck with that. You have that 1 ounce of doubt going into your brain. And, you know, if you allow yourself to focus on, you know, oh, maybe I made the wrong decision, you're going to spiral. Okay. Your option two is to remind yourself, well, I'm really proud for choosing to change my eating habits. I know my why and I know my purpose for changing these habits. I desperately, again, here's a key word, desperately want to gain control of my health and my life so I can reach my goals that I have to feel better. My friends, not everyone is going to understand your why. That's okay. Not everyone is going to be in your inner circle. Not everyone is going to, you know, show up at the, you know, event that you're going to and support you. And that's okay. When your belief in your purpose, when your belief in yourself, when you believe in your goal and your mission so much, it doesn't matter what the naysayers say. It doesn't matter what the negative energy is trying to do, because your belief in your ability and yourself, maybe you don't have it all figured out. You don't know how you're going to lose the weight. You don't know how you're going to say no to things, but you're darn well going to try. That's a huge deal. But understand, you have people in your corner. Maybe the person that's giving you the negative feedback, maybe they're just not the right people in your corner to give you that support, but there's always support for reaching your goals. We're all on a different path. If you can focus on, hey, I know my path. I know that the prize ahead is the right one for me. I know the journey is going to be hard, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see, you know, the endurance that I can build by, you know, saying no to things that are not healthy for me. You also may get by that kind of a response to somebody, so be cautious. You also may get, well, aren't you just Miss Goody Two Shoes? Okay. You could get that. You could get more negativity. Don't take offense to it. Not everybody is in the same place and has the same convictions that you do. Not everybody is for you. Not everybody is going to understand. Don't be angry about that with them. Focus on the fact that you are on a different journey, and their journey being different than yours is not a bad thing. It's literally your journey. So number one, if somebody's coming at you with some negative attitudes or energy or doubt, I want you to ask yourself, is it truth? Is this truth? Is there, you know, are they right? And most likely they're not. They're just in a different journey. And then I want you to kind of ask yourself, what's my why here? Why do I want to do this? Why do I want to lose the weight? Do I have a purpose? I do. All right. So why am I allowing people to change my passions, my abilities, my drive? Why am I allowing that negative energy, that negative comment to affect everything in my destiny, in my journey. And if you can truly pause when people have an energy that's negative, or you know, have not see your value, not see your hopes and dreams and aspirations, you know, don't be offended by them. Just understand that they're not on the same journey. Not everyone is going to be for you. Not everyone is going to understand what your mission is. And everyone is on a different path. So if you can keep that perspective when you are around people, I know it's hard because you've got family, friends that you want to support you. I get that. I really get that. But understand the thing that you had a passion to do in the first place, the losing the weight, the, you know, doing an event, the reaching a goal, the starting of a business, the aspirations to, you know, do something, you know, totally outside your comfort zone. That thing was planted there for a purpose. And it's there. You have a why. And maybe you need to go back and think about that. Like, well, what is my purpose in wanting to do this? And is your why strong enough? It should be. It should be so strong that you don't care. You don't have an offensive attitude when somebody doesn't agree with you. You just recognize that we're all on a different journey, and that you wish them well and continue to move forward. So that is my thought today as I was, you know, kind of going through this and thinking, you know, I know it hurts when people don't, you know, agree with you, or they kind of think that what you're trying to do is silly, but I want you to remember your why. Why did you start it in the first place? You're going to have doubters. That's just normal. That's life. That's human nature. But when you know your why and it's strong, you can accomplish what you set out to do. You don't have to have the support of everyone. You can have a small group that supports you and encourages you. And if you don't have anyone that does, you have to believe in yourself. All right. Well, thanks again for joining me today. Again, if you found any of this helpful, please share it with somebody that you think would really be uplifted from this today, because I feel like that is what we're called to do. We're called to support each other and encourage each other in this journey. That's what spurring each other on is. That's what sharpening each other means, is that we say, hey, yeah, you're kind of allowing people to affect your life, and I care about you. And here, listen to this, because you need to believe in yourself more than the doubt that's coming at you. All right, my friends, until next time, keep pressing forward and believe in yourself. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Three Peaks Strong podcast. If you found any of this podcast helpful, we'd love for you to share it with your friends and family and leave us a 5-star review.